Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Have you guys tried listening on the ESPN app? Probably have it on your phone already. Go to the Listen Live feature. Take us wherever you go. Listen Live. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, we're doing Ask Me Anything today, guys. You hear about this? You can tweet us at KeyJMX, and we answer all the questions.
Are you going to answer, or are you going to push people towards Max Unboxing? Because that's what you did in your first highlight video.
Well, that's because they asked me a boxing question. Yeah, they can watch Max Unboxing if they want to know my boxing opinions.
Ask anything, Jay, but don't give the real answers.
Jay, this is a football show.
I know. Key tells
and
me
a little
every
Aaron
day.
Judge. That's how it goes.
Why are you bringing my name up? I didn't say.
Because you're right next to me. It's so close.
What's wrong with being close? It's okay.
It's too close.
Too close?
Too much coffee. Keys How are you doing there? How was the drive?
Cheat on my paper.
Oh, dude. So. What?
Cheat on your paper?
Come on, man. I know you. You look over the shoulder.
Cheat on your paper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm in school like this with Key. Yeah.
Keys so offended. Think that I want to cheat on his paper.
He's going to cheat. He's going to cheat on a better paper.
I'm going to cheat on
my paper. My papers are pretty good. I got
100%. 125%.
It's not my paper.
If he told me, here's one for you. If he told me that it was Shane Battier's paper or something like that,
oh,
I would cheat on him.
Oh, Shane. Okay.
Battier, the statless all-star.
The statless all-star.
So, or somebody like that.
So yesterday, I'm driving up from New York. I'm looking at Waze. I'm waiting to see when the traffic dies down. I'm going to go. It's 4 hours to get here in a certain point, 3.5 hours. So I wait till 7:30. Get in the car, accident on the West Side Highway, hour and a half to get out of Manhattan. Now, there's a certain part driving up to Bristol from New York, Bristol, Connecticut, where we are now, lovely Bristol, Connecticut, where you can either take 684 or the Hutch, right? So the Waze is telling me to take the Hutch. I'm like, really? It's a two-lane. If anything goes wrong, get on the Hutch. There's construction on the – why? There's no sign
posted. There's always construction
on
the Hutch.
You would think, why wait until everyone's bottlenecked to – can someone put a sign up? Hey, oh, there's construction coming up.
Detour.
So you can get off.
But why? What time was it?
At that point, it was probably about 9:30 or 10.
See, that's what I don't understand about the East Coast. Like, you're not going to get that out west at that hour on the highway. They're going to do it at 3 a.m. in the morning.
And the lanes are, they got more lanes, too. So it's not
like
it's
3 a.m. in the morning they're going to do it. They're going to do it in the middle of the day when people are traveling.
So it took you 3 hours?
Almost 4 hours, about 3.5 or a little more. Oof, yeah, got good. Here at 11.
Not good.
And you drove up.
I drove.
You drove.
I drove. Mm. I
mean, one eye and everything. How do you drive with one eye?
Moving along. No, I do. Now, listen, you
that's kind of your fault.
Get used to it. Yeah,
seems dangerous to me.
That is my fault.
No, it's your fault.
Yeah, I should have
absolutely.
Yeah.
You got enough money to get your own.
No, have the company pay for it.
Well, even if no one picked up at the time that you ordered it and you didn't, you just go in your Uber app.
Yeah.
And just order your car to bring you up. It'll cost you a couple $100.
He doesn't want to go through expenses.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You got to file a report.
It's a couple hundred dollars.
It takes 5 months to get expenses done here.
It's like you work in the United Nations. You got to fill out the paperwork. And who could do it? I don't know. I'm in customs all of a sudden. I'm filling out paperwork.
That's the same way I feel. I'm not expensing $20 for 9 hours of my time.
If someone said, I'll pay you this to do this paperwork, I'd be like, no, you know what? I'll pay someone else the same amount to do it for me.
That's the trick in corporate America.
What's that?
It's how to get you.
Is for you to spend your own money, and you realize once you got to go in and you do the whole thing, I'm not doing that. It's just too much. I'll just pay for it myself.
Yeah, I wonder how much extra money the companies across the country save because people just don't want to do the paperwork.
A lot.
Oh,
trust
is there
me.
Anything worse than paperwork? Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Okay. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. It's okay, so we have in radio what's known as talkback. You hit a button, you could talk to the producers, no one hears you. And I think you were on your talkback just then, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But because I'm sitting right next to you,
you
I thought
talking.
You were talking to me. I stopped talking.
No, I'm not talking to you. I was talking to the producers to let them know there's three bodies in the studio, and
yeah,
it feels like the summer.
I almost took off my I'm about to take off my
like
jacket.
It feels like the summer, so we got to winter it up here.
Guys, there is a big game tonight, a big football game tonight. That we are
Kansas City.
And we're supposed to watch it together, but well, that's we're going to see if that actually comes to pass.
Are you going
to
make it?
I'm going to take a nap. I got three shows to do, and then I'm going to take a nap. If I get the nap in, I'll be
What's
there.
What's the three?
I got Max on Boxing after this.
Okay.
Got to tape it.
This mm-hmm. Just In.
Then I'm going to This Just In, and then I'm free at like 3, but I'm going to be all caffeinated. So I got to see if I get that nap in before the game.
If you don't want to watch the football game,
I
then,
do.
But then you're going to watch it with us. Because there's no streaming at the hotel.
Right, I'm saying I got it, but I got to get a nap in or I'll never stay awake.
With a bad eye, you're not going to be able to watch it on your phone.
Oh, no, we're going to go somewhere and watch the game for sure. I'm just, you know, when I say we, you and Jay.
Are you French?
James and Gates. And we, you know, and we'll see if I'm there.
Yeah.
No, I'll be there. I'll be there. Guys, let's talk about quarterbacks.
You'll get a chance to watch a game with me.
Yeah, that would be fun. We've never watched a football game together.
I've never watched a football game with anybody in this room.
Wow. That'll be an experience.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was telling James. I was like, it'll be interesting.
Very.
Because I'll help your eyesight.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's talk about quarterbacks. Justin Herbert. Think back to his first ever NFL game. He didn't even know he was going to play. They throw him in with the Chargers, by the way, who you know Chargers going to charge you, right? Against the Kansas City Chiefs. And he went toe-to-toe with Mahomes. Mahomes' team won. He basically was as good as Mahomes that day. Mahomes was, as usual, a little bit better than the other guy, but he was basically as good as Mahomes that day. And he's been basically as good as anyone since that game. He's going toe-to-toe with Mahomes. Key, what do we expect?
Look, Keenan Allen's not going to be in the game. They still got Mike Williams, right? And so when you look at it, he's down one of his top receivers. Justin Herbert is moving in the right direction as far as being one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I don't think he's there yet. I like it, right? I like with his trajectory. He's got to do some things that'll put his team in front. The Kansas City's defense is not – the 85 Bears. He can't afford to turn the football over. He can't afford to give Kansas City a short field. He can't afford NKC to make the mistakes that you see young players make. And he's still young. It's only his third year, okay? And so when you look at it, they're going to depend on him to do a lot because he's going to have to try to match point for point with Patrick Mahomes, or better yet, throw for throw with Patrick Mahomes. And that's a lot.
A lot.
And Patrick Mahomes mm-hmm. has several different weapons at his disposal. When you really are talking about maybe one, maybe two guys that Justin Herbert has. So it'll be a fun watch. I don't know if the Chargers will get out of here with a W.
They got a better defense, though, wouldn't you say, than the Chiefs?
The defense is different, though. Now we're talking about the defense. That's a different story because you got anybody from Asante Samuel, Derwin James, J.C. Jackson. I don't know the story on him. I don't think he's playing tonight. But you also got two guys on the edge in Bosa, Khalil Mack, Joseph Day in the middle. I mean, there's a lot.
And Khalil Mack is still
side.
Khalil mm-hmm. Mack, as it turns out.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Jay, I might have liked
Sorry,
the
James.
Chargers before the Keenan Allen.
No, I like
thing.
The Chiefs.
You like the Chiefs.
But I know,
without
I know.
Keenan Allen, I like the Chiefs too.
I think the Chiefs cover tonight at home. But I think it's going to be – it's the biggest game of the week, in my opinion, by far. Biggest game of the week.
I think it's the second.
And I know we're going to break it down when we come back after break.
The best matchup, I mean, to start the season, Bills and Rams, was incredible. But if you thought, what else could you have done? Chiefs and Chargers is like one of those kind of marquee matchups. What does Patrick Mahomes have to prove this season? Anything?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So we're all here together in Bristol for the first time. And it led me to think, Max, because, you know, I come up here a little bit here and there. When's the last time you've actually been in Bristol, Connecticut?
You know, it's funny because I don't feel like it's that long ago. It's got to be at least 5 years. That's the last time I've been. First time I was here was 98. I started working here October 98. And then on and off, because I left to, you know, work some other places, whatever, came back. But the first time I was in this building was 1998, and I probably haven't been back in the building in maybe 5 years. Damn. Something like that.
Mm. Back on campus.
Back on campus, right. Yeah. I would guess maybe less than that. If it's funny to you because I don't know where I'm going.
Well, watching you coming, you're like, all these buildings look the same.
First of all, I'm only seeing out of one eye, and the other eye is like blurry and distorted. That's number one. Number two, it's dark. And number three, every time you come back here, you wait 6 months. There's a new building. There's a new thing. Everything's changed around. Yeah. You know.
We sound old.
When was the first time you were here?
The first time I was here? Mm-hmm. 07, I guess.
They never brought you here while you were active, like
the car wash. Yeah, go through.
I think I came through to shoot a commercial or two.
Right, or a Sports Center commercial.
Yeah, but no car wash stuff. None of that. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't do it now.
I mean, all these hallways used to be filled. Like, everybody used to come through for the car wash. Like, Kobe.
Yep.
Like, every big-time athlete filmed some kind of commercial here.
Yeah, I know I did the commercials here, but I don't ever come in here to do any interviews and sit down and none of that sort of stuff.
The great,
because I don't even know when I was playing if the car wash was available.
No, maybe you know, I said car wash, but I meant something like maybe a Sports Center commercial.
No, commercial, yeah. But I was in and out.
Right.
Yeah.
It could have been anywhere.
Yeah.
But for people who don't know what car wash is, who's not in the industry, is literally you come up here to Bristol and you sit down and you're like 17 meetings. Like, you're on air, you're on 10 different shows, and...
Yeah, they have you in Bristol, so they're gonna use you for every show.
Everywhere, yeah.
So if you turn on ESPN, you're not going to miss Kobe Bryant when he was coming
through.
Or if
you work for ESPN, you're going to go through the car wash regardless.
ESPN Ocho's a real thing.
You know, one of the things that was brilliant, I thought about the This Is SportsCenter commercials, is they of course, you exaggerate it, but you capture something that's real about this place, which is, really, you don't know who you're going to bump into. You're walking down the halls, and you can bump into any number of sports figures, right, without even thinking about it. Oh, there's some famous sports person that you didn't even know you were going to bump into that day, and there they are.
Yeah, and see, like for me, when I worked here for 10 years, everything I did was on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And Monday evening, we did the Monday Night Countdown. So I never really even ran into anybody.
Mm.
Like, if you wasn't on our show, like, oh, do you see Jay Will? Does he work here? I don't do it. Have you seen Mike Kellerman? No, I don't.
We'd be in a completely different building.
Yeah,
that's true.
I never see anybody unless they work with me.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Patrick looks like a guy who mentally is exactly where he needs to be as far as his mastery of this offense.
Touchdown, Kansas City! A 2-yard touchdown pass from Mahomes, his fifth of the game.
I always feel like I have something to prove. I mean, I'm just a guy from Texas Tech, man. They said they couldn't play in the NFL. So I always had that mindset of going out there and proving that we're the Kansas City Chiefs and that we still have a chance to go out there and win the AFC Championship and then win the AFC West and win the Super Bowl.
Rock the bells. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. The ESPN app. Go to the Listen Live function on the ESPN app. Man, it takes you 1 second. You got us live. So we're doing Ask Me Anything today. You can tweet us at Key, J, and Max. Hey, and we're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're talking about what Patrick Mahomes has to prove this season. But, Jay, you wanted to say something when we went to break.
Yeah, because just thinking about the game tonight, see, like, I think this is the biggest game of the slate this weekend, biggest game thus far. And I think what's on the line, there's almost like an identity check on the line for the Chargers here, right? And just let me provide some context, because I truly believe last year on December 16th, a game Chiefs at Chargers was a game in which the Chargers had a chance to take control of the division. Chiefs are up one game, right? And literally the way that game went down, it felt like everything kind of turned in the opposite direction for the Chargers because they ended up not making the playoffs, right?
That's a good
point. I don't know if you remember, the Chargers are up 28-21 with 2 minutes and 19 seconds left in the damn game, okay? Patrick Mahomes, in barely over a minute, goes over a 75-yard run. They score, okay? Game goes into overtime. They win the coin toss. They march down. They score again. They win 34-28.
Ask Josh Allen about that. Mahomes would get, don't leave a second on the clock.
So now that this defense is revamped, Key went through the names, Derwin James, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, and everything, and they're making strides in that direction. Identity check. And once again, even though at the beginning of the season, for control of the division. So I think it's a monumental game for Herbert to start winning that race in MVP against Patrick Mahomes, and also for Brandon Staley, who a lot of people who have questioned, going against the genius of Andy Reid.
Jay, that's a hell of a pull from last year. But Key, from Patrick Mahomes' point of view, is there anything for him to prove? He had the worst season of his career last year. He only led the fourth best offense in the league instead of the best. It's true. His QBR was top five, but not one or two as it had been in every year until then, right? He threw more interceptions than we're used to seeing. They had to go on an 8-0 run to right the ship. Does he have anything to prove against the young gun, the upstart Justin Herbert?
Nothing to prove. I mean, guys like this that are great, they just do what they do. The proven things is what sports writers and fans want him to do. He just goes out there and does what he is supposed to do. They'll win the game, get out of there with a W. There's nothing. I mean, like, what is he going to prove? Like, well, I could ride the ship without Tyreek Hill. He's already shown you that in week one.
Five touchdowns, no interceptions.
If he could continue to expand on that, that's how you beat this. That's how you beat this team. You distribute the ball to a number of options. In the past, it was really Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Now they've got to account for 4 to 5 different weapons that he uses. They've got to account for that.
Will it make him a better quarterback? I think it'll make him a better quarterback.
Well, he was always – yeah, it will certainly make him a better quarterback because now he has to go through his progressions and his reads. No. And what happens in these situations with a guy at that spot like Patrick Mahomes, his fundamentals stay intact. He doesn't get all out of whack like we've seen before. A lot of the off-schedule plays that we've seen in the past, you won't see this year with Patrick Mahomes.
And you won't have to, right?
Because you won't have to.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
doesn't – he's not looking to go bombs away on every single play. Now he goes through his reads. He hits his back foot. His shoulders are square. He goes from 1, 2, to 3. He gets back to 4 if he needs to. Typically, he pull it down, run around, boom. Not anymore.
See, I don't know, man. I think Patrick Mahomes has everything to prove, Key. Max, I think this dude is filled with piss and vinegar. Like, he's angry. Like, especially everybody's talking about Tyreek Hill not being there. There's so many similarities to Stephen Curry. When Stephen Curry won the championship, you heard what he said. What they going to say now? Like, he reminds me of one of those dudes that hears everything, whether he lets you inside. Just listen to the opening sound. Guys, let's run back the sound. Listen to what Patrick Mahomes even says here.
Yeah, I mean, I always feel like I have something to prove. I mean, I'm just guy from Texas Tech, man, that they said they couldn't play in the NFL. So I always have that mindset of going out there and proving that that we're the Kansas City Chiefs and that we still have a chance to go out there and win the AFC Championship and then win the AFC West and win the Super Bowl.
Even think about how you framed the question. Like, oh, had one of his worst seasons career-wise, and he's still fourth or fifth best QBR, but you lead with had one of his worst seasons. Those are things that guys hear and be like, oh, okay, had one of my worst seasons. I got you.
I totally agree with that, Key. I think that Mahomes, and I thought this before the season, is going for 50 TDs with single-digit interceptions.
And that may be true, but he has nothing to prove. Even with him saying what he said, he's responding to a question. It's like we all, every single day that we come to work, we got something to prove.
Find motivation somewhere.
But we don't have to
prove
anything.
What about the fact that he caps that season with the worst of his career, which is the best of anyone else's career, right?
Y'all stop saying the worst of his career.
I'm saying, Key, I'm praising him in a sense because I'm saying it's still better than almost anyone who ever lived, but by his standards, it was. Okay. And he had a bad AFC championship game. That was what was weird to me. Because in those moments, I'm expecting him to ball out as he always has done. And he lost to Joe Burrow and did not play well. What about that?
Well, he didn't play well in the AFC championship game. And he didn't get enough help from the defensive side of the ball. Typically, when guys like Patrick Mahomes have bad games.
Which is going to happen.
You remember the Super Bowl
that
he won?
Yeah.
You think he played good?
Not his best, no.
He won the Super Bowl.
He did call that miracle throw play from himself.
But the defense played better.
Right.
So by the defense playing better, they made up for his lack of play in the Super Bowl.
You play in 10 playoff games, you're going to have one or two duds where you need other parts of the team to help.
I can point to the greatest quarterback that people think of all times in Tom Brady. And I could go to some Super Bowls and be like, they didn't win a Super Bowl because of no Brady. I almost lost it. But the defense played well. And I could go point to things where he carried the team. You could do the same thing for a lot of people. So I'm just not one that just gets down on the situation. Yeah.
We want to hear from you. What are you expecting tonight?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Los Angeles Chargers are the best team in the NFL. They have the best player in Justin Herbert.
And that's because he finished last season second in passing yards, third in touchdowns. He has an opportunity here to maybe win MVP.
888-SAY-ESPN. You're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. You can hear us live on the app. Go to the Listen Live function. You can listen on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN Radio. We pop up, and we're on ESPN 2 right now. We want to hear from you. I know everyone's very excited to talk about this matchup. This is heavyweight title fight already in the second week of the season. To me, the two quarterbacks who look different to my eyes than everybody else. Mahomes 1, Herbert 2. John in Texas. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. What are you expecting tonight?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I said it last year, how Brandon Staley cost his team not once but twice a chance to get into the playoffs. How he is still the head coach of the Chargers is beyond belief. Sean Payton would have jumped at the opportunity to be the Chargers coach because he's all about quarterbacks. And I think it's horrible.
Give it
horrible.
A year. Hey, John, give it a year. You know what I mean? If they don't make the playoffs this year, you'll get Sean Payton.
But Max, things can change now. If he starts going for some of those, you know, fourth and threes, fourth and fours, and he starts getting it and they win, some people may not like it, but you can
I'm not going to like it.
Feather
it
in his cap.
People, me.
But, that can
but
be a feather in his cap.
Forget about obvious situations. You're pinned back in your own territory, all that kind of stuff. What about in like, I don't know what I would do here. In those kind of situations, I prefer a coach to be aggressive. This is not, you know, Parcells days when it was all field position because games were, you know, 13-10. Field position is not what it once was because they're scoring so much. I like coaches going for it on fourth down, not pinned back. You're on your own 10 and, you know, some stupid thing like that. But
coaches have always gone for it on fourth down. But when you're on your own 15-10, on your own 30, all that you don't – I don't give a damn what era it is. That doesn't
That's
work.
That's a blunder.
Are you losing the game? Am I playing catch up? Am I down 5 to 10 possessions so we're losing the game and I got to keep the ball? That's different than, I'm looking at the analytics and I'm going to make this gutsy call right here. Like, I'm not giving a team free 3 points. Why would I do that?
But what about if you notice from that he's not doing that, but he is – in 50-50, even 60-40, like I could see them going for it on fourth down, but I probably wouldn't, but he does, and it starts to work.
Where? What part of the field, Max?
I'm just saying, in a situation where you'd be like, I could see the argument, but I wouldn't do it. But he decides to do it, and Jay's point is, sometimes he's going to cash those in. It's going
to
work.
To Key's point, if he's doing it on the right part of the field and they start doing it, like that starts to change the narrative, I think, a little bit about him. The way he looks tonight on the biggest stage against Andy Reid and the way they put together this offense, when you know that Justin Herbert needs to match Patrick Mahomes, will start to slightly maybe change the perception of him. It's an opportunity.
You know how hard it is in this league to get points?
Not as hard as it used to be.
Max, it is hard as hell to get points in this league, man.
But come on, but they're scoring much more than they used to.
It is, Max, it's hard to get points in this league. Why would I give you points? I'm not into giving you anything.
I like points.
Okay, the Green Bay Packers got one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history, right, of National Football League. They scored 7 points last week.
A couple of them.
It's hard to get points.
Chiefs Nation in Kansas City, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. What are you expecting tonight?
Oh, man, I'm expecting a nice little beatdown, you know, us to go 2-0. And, you know, we already headed to the Super Bowl. It's going to be played in Arizona. We taking it over as Chiefs owner for that beatdown, State Farm style.
I mean, listen, Chiefs fans are, you know, it's to be expected. They are confident.
They live
in the AFC National. They live in the AFC title game. They live there.
And playing in Arrowhead is not easy. Mm-hmm. And I understand Justin Herbert's been there, played there before a couple of times, but it's a different situation when the Chiefs are rolling. This is a big game, right? It's at night. It's a Thursday night. They're going to be drinking all day long. In fact, James Steele, one of our producers, will start drinking at 11 a.m. this morning.
I think he just started.
Uh-oh, he already started. Oh, gosh.
By the way, what about a short week?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
What about a short week, Key? You think about that at all, like how that plays into this? They're playing on a short week?
No, I listen to a lot of players over the years and analysts and stuff and coaches and things of that nature make excuses about short weeks at times. Once you step on the field, the lights come on.
Does it favor one team or another, though, the short week?
I don't think so. It doesn't matter if you're at home, you're traveling. Both teams got a short week. Now, if you say to me that the Charger-Raider game was a longer game and they had to fight harder versus the Chiefs up on Arizona 30-something to 7. And once upon a time, they get to pull back some. You know, they've already advanced scouted the Chargers vice versa the Chiefs. They've already – they did that weeks ago. So they already knew going into it what the game plan was going to be. So they are already ready to go.
Can I tell you, after week one, watching kickers and the importance of kickers, like I go to Matt Amendola now that he is the replacement kicker. Like that's a – like if game this like game this is could game come down to it, right? Tonight, yeah. If it comes down to it, okay.
We've already seen – We've seen a lot of blocked kicks for one game into the season, haven't we? Blocked extra points.
I think Amendola will be fine.
Chris in South Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Chris?
Just wanted to say this is definitely not Patrick Mahomes' game to prove anything. It is Justin Herbert's game to prove something. Everybody's been talking about him. It's supposed to be his MVP season, so we're just waiting for him to actually equate to some wins and some playoff games.
I agree with that. He looks the part for sure.
Yeah,
he puts up the numbers, but he has not been to the playoffs yet.
No, but this is a shining moment for him, just like week one was for Josh Allen. National television, on the road, hostile environment, one of the kings of the conference, up against one of the best quarterbacks. Everybody's watching. It's time to knock him out. Now you can move on to the next thing. But if you get knocked out, people are going to be like, yeah, see, he's not ready. Mm-hmm. But if he wins the game, people
then
are going
like,
to
oh, he's coming.
He's coming.
Yep. Yep. Listen, the crazy thing about Mahomes, guys, I mentioned Josh Allen. Think about Josh Allen. He's year over year getting better. His team is loaded. Great coach, the whole thing. And they're knocking on the door, and they're getting closer. And they don't even punt anymore because you can't stop the offense. And Mahomes touches the ball last, beats him, right? Just because he touches the ball last, beats him. Then Josh Allen starts this year. Oh, my God, he's even better than last year. He's perfect. He's like MVP. Mahomes somehow Josh Allen, after that performance, started out MVP favorite. Now he's second to Mahomes. Like, Mahomes is – Justin Herbert can go out there and ball out of control and still lose this game. Mahomes is hard to beat.
But, Max, if he wins – I mean, think about the weight that was on Josh Allen to go into the Rams Stadium, the team that just won the Super Bowl. They're doing their banners unveiling, the opening game of the season – and the way he played to close that thing out, it feels like, all right, Josh Allen is – we already knew he was there, but now they're taking the next step. Like, the narrative comes on. They're taking the next step. They're the best team in the NFL right now. If the Chargers, with that same weight on the line, and Justin Herbert exceeds expectations, you're saying, yo, they took the next step.
But
they're
this is
ready.
What my point is only – I get it. My point is that Mahomes is so different. He's so special. It's like magic, man, that if you look at what Josh Allen did last year, he's coming. He went out and did every single thing to prove all the hype. Game one, beat the defending champs on the road. If you start as a Super Bowl, as an MVP favorite, and you're Josh Allen, you have that game, you're thinking, there's no way after week one someone else could be the MVP favorite.
Yeah, but a guy
throws
for 5-0,
with
five touchdowns and 0 interceptions versus Josh Allen, who had 2 picks, even though
they weren't his fault.
Doesn't matter, though.
But, right. I hear what you're saying.
That's all perception of the public, though. That's odds favorites.
As
an athlete, I've never listened to, like, oh, now I'm not the odds favorite to win the MVP.
I'm pointing out that Justin Herbert might do everything you're looking for. The Chargers might look great, and Herbert might do everything to make you think here he is and still lose because Mahomes pulls a rabbit. He left 4 seconds on the clock, and Mahomes does something crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Justin Herbert, can he still prove a point in a loss?
No.
He has to win.
Yeah.
Tall order, man. Mahomes pull a rabbit out of hat.
Because you didn't get it done. Though everything is aligned. Again, national television, on the road, hostile environment, top quarterback. And if you've yet to advance your team, like the last time that we saw Justin Herbert in a must-win nut crunch time was against the Raiders.
And he lost.
They lost.
And
no matter how you look, oh, he outplayed Carr. He threw the ball. He lost. He lost.
You could blame it on the coach, but he
blame
did lose.
Blame it on whoever.
He lost.
By the way, I 100% agree with
won,
you guys.
If the coach did everything and they would have won, you know what you'd have been saying, Max?
Herbert.
He beat him. See, I told you, Key. That's what you'd have did.
But 100% I agree with you guys. Sometimes the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Herbert, if he loses this game, if they don't make the playoffs, like if he doesn't get it done, people are going to start saying the whole is less than the sum of its parts with Herbert. That's what they're going to start saying.
If he loses a game, doesn't mean he ain't going to make the playoffs.
I get it. What I'm saying is he's got to get the job done. People want to see the W's in the column
It needs to stack up one by one, right? Pressure points. This is the first pressure point against the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. And then the next pressure point is another game. I don't know what game it would be.
Rematch against Derek Carr.
Then there's another game, and then there's another game, and then there's another game. Then it's stacked up all these wins. I'm two games away from clinching the division. Oh, he didn't clinch the division. Okay, let's wait. Let's see. Oh, they're one game away from making a wild card. Oh, it's come down to final kick. They didn't make it. That's when it's all of a sudden like this, Jay.
But by the way, Max, after they lost Keenan Allen in the second half, they only scored 7 points now. So I'm just curious, like, what is that offense going to look like?
Without Keenan Allen, without Keenan Allen, I like the Chiefs, I think I like the Chiefs.
Well, the Chiefs lost their DB, too.
You don't need him as much without Keenan Allen.
Well, the rookie corner played good last week against the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
And you miss him, that, you know, it's like you trading one for one. So we'll see.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com.
The underdog is howling.
The best way to make some real cash is to find a live dog.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog.
This is On the Plus Side.
We need more dogs.
All right. Huh? On the Plus Side, best underdog bets of NFL Week 2. Shannon.
Absolutely. You laid it out there, Max. We're going to look at the dogs. Everybody likes to pick favorites. Forget that. We're going to look at the dogs. So first up, it's tonight's game. Los Angeles Chargers +4 at Kansas City. You taking the underdog here, Key? What do you like?
No, I'm not.
You ain't taking the Chargers.
Huh?
You think the Chiefs are going to cover? You think they're won by four or more?
I'm taking the Chiefs for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not. Why would I do that? On the road? No Keenan Allen, and Patrick Mahomes is hot and heavy right
Arrowhead's
now.
Arrowhead's loud.
Yeah, I'm, why would I take the Chargers? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I love Justin Herbert. I think he is special. But there is a moxie with the identity of Patrick Mahomes and who he is. Like I think they're going to cover. I think tonight's going to be – I think they're going to win pretty easily.
I'm going to say they don't cover. I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes pulls a rabbit out of hat and wins the game they should have lost. But I got it. I like the Chiefs to win, but not cover.
All right, looking at the next game here, Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans +3. So, Key, New Orleans, they're the underdog. So, but on the plus side here for New Orleans, are you taking your Saints at home against Tampa Bay?
I'm taking my Saints at home this year, opening day for the home crowd. Everybody's healthy. Dennis Allen did a tremendous job last week. In the second half against the Atlanta Falcons, we know what Tampa Bay's problems are right now, and we know that New Orleans has given Tampa fits. Brady is 0-4 since coming over from the New England Patriots to Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the regular season. He's thrown, I believe it's 5 interceptions in those games and turned the ball over a total of 6 times against the New Orleans Saints. I'm rolling with New Orleans, baby.
Yeah, I'm taking the Saints. I'm rolling with the underdog. I mean, that O-line held up against the Cowboys. I don't know if I see that being the same against the Saints. And Dennis Allen, who is now the head coach, was a DC, right? He's put together these great schemes to stop Brady. I like the Saints.
I think if the Saints are getting points, I might have to take them because it's going to be a close game. So I think I like Tampa to win, but it's going to be close. You're going to give me points. I'll pick the Saints.
I feel like it's a setup game though, right? Like Tampa, the way they beat the Cowboys, questioning the Cowboys, and then seeing the Saints
come back,
struggle with the Falcons. Like, oh, it's the Falcons, but the way they came back.
The Falcons aren't good.
But I know, but sometimes it takes a game like that. Sometimes it takes a game like that to find your rhythm and find your continuity.
See, I understand.
And that's what Winston and Michael Thomas, like that's what they did there.
And also, Brady's kind of due to beat him. He's going to lose to him every game in the regular season, always. All right, anyway, you're going to give me points for the Saints. I got to take that. I got to take the points.
All right, the next game, Carolina Panthers +2.5 at my New York Giants. Key, you like the Carolina Panthers here, the underdog, +2.5?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Giants in this situation. I just feel like, you know, it was all cool that Baker played against Cleveland and he had a nice little play here, there, and everybody got hyped about it. Their rush defense in Carolina is suspect right now, and I like the fact that Saquon Barkley is off to a good start. And I'm gonna roll with the Giants.
See, I'm rolling with the Giants too, and I agree with you on their rush defense for the Panthers. I mean, they gave up 220 yards on the ground against the Browns, right? So now understanding what the Giants did on the ground with Saquon Barkley giving you 164, I like that matchup. And I don't know, I beg you'll come to play, but I like the Giants when it's all said and done to cover.
When you're not dealing with great quarterbacks, I look at who's the best player on either team. And this is a great matchup because Derrick Henry and all the great running backs. If everyone is healthy and they're playing at their best, I like Saquon 1, McCaffrey 2 in the whole league. Those are the two because they're so versatile, right? But if you're going to make me say Saquon or McCaffrey, I think the Giants have the best player on the field if everyone's firing on all cylinders, and therefore I like the Giants.
And that Panthers offense looks spotty, man. Just spotty.
Yeah.
Whole game.
All right, looking at the best underdog bets of the NFL Week 2 on the plus side here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The next game for you, Key.
Say my name like that, man.
Keyshawn.
Did I say Keyshawn? Did I really?
Keyshawn, man. Just Keyshawn.
Did I say Keyshawn?
Yes.
Max, did I say Keyshawn?
Why you think me and Jay looked at each other and said that?
Here you go. I'm gonna look at
you're
the tape.
You're not in the corporate boardroom talking to the executives right now.
Mr. Penn.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Penn. Yes,
did I say Keyshawn just now?
Yeah, I know that.
I think Keyshawn would do a great job.
Can we play it back?
I need a video evidence.
We'll play it back.
Audio evidence.
Jerry in the booth said I said Keyshawn. So
you said Keyshawn.
Yeah, well, here.
Yeah, he thinks he's like in a corporate boardroom talking to these executives.
How do you think he's risen to these heights?
Nothing wrong with being in the corporate boardroom. we need more of us in the corporate boardroom. A seat at the table, Shannon.
Sounds like he's
don't worry, Jim. I'm deep cover.
Well, if you got to do all that to get in the corporate boardroom, I don't want you in there. If you can't just be you, hell, let's go, Shan.
People don't know that, Jay. They sent me in deep cover.
We're playing on the plus side here on Keyshawn,
Donnie Brasco,
and Max. No, seriously. All right, next game up on the plus side, Miami Dolphins +3.5 at the Baltimore Ravens. Mm. The Dolphins are a 3.5-point underdog here, Keyshawn. How do you like this one?
Yeah, I like it. I like the fact that they're 3.5-point underdog. I'm taking the Ravens at home in this situation. I know that their rush offense hasn't done well. They didn't do well last week. But for whatever reason, I'm not worried about them running the ball. I like the fact that Lamar Jackson has torched the Miami Dolphins in the past. I know it was a different coaching staff and a different situation. But I can't see him regressing and coming back down to earth after he went and took care of business in the air against the New York Jets. And I know that the Miami Dolphins defense is a little different, but he's at home. And he has a lot to prove to a lot of people so he can get his money.
I'm going to take the Dolphins to cover here. I think Waddle and Tyreek Hill, we're going to test that secondary for the Ravens. And when it's all said and done, man, like I don't see either team running away here. I think it's going to be a close game, but I'll take the Dolphins to cover, even though I'll take the Ravens to win the game.
I've done a lot of thinking about Lamar Jackson, as many people have, because of the whole contract thing over the last bunch of months. Like, what is his value actually? You know, when Lamar is healthy, he almost never loses. Whoever has the better team, whether they're home or away, when he's healthy, he almost never loses. I got to take Lamar. If Lamar's healthy, I like the team with Lamar. He's the best player on the field.
You like them to win, or do you like them to cover?
I like them to win outright at home.
All right. Yeah, what's the spread? What did you say? What's 3.5? Yeah, they're gonna cover that.
3.5-point favorite. You think they'll cover that, Max? Are you taking the spread? That's what I'm asking. This is gambling. This is not, you know, you can say straight up.
I was thinking they were underdogs. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's what I said. I'm taking Miami to cover, but I'm taking the Ravens to win.
I'm taking Miami to cover.
It feels like one of those games is going to come down to wire.
Not with Lamar.
I'm saying Lamar's going to win, but that's a tough game.
Okay.
All right, we got one more game here that we'll try to squeeze in, so you got to be quick with your answers here. Arizona +5.5 at Las Vegas. How do you like this one, Key? Arizona 5.5-point underdog.
I'm taking Arizona in this situation at the 5.5-point underdog. The Raiders will win the game. And I think they'll squeak it out by a field goal. That's what I think. Yeah. On Kayshawn, Jay, and Max.
Hard to mess Max up.
So Raiders are 5.5-point favorites, right? Yeah, I'll take the Raiders cover. I'll take the Raiders cover. Coming off the way they played last game.
I agree.
Chargers,
I think the Raiders. The Raiders will cover because I think that they were embarrassed.
That's
and I think that without DeAndre Hopkins, the offense is not the same in Arizona. I'll say the Ravens.
Combine the Raiders and the Ravens.
Raiders cover.
That's a new team.
You know, I'm taking the Ravens to cover, too. Change my Ravens are going to cover, too.
Soft. See?
Yeah, they're both going to cover. On the plus side, there you go. Tune in to a football doubleheader Sunday. How about this, guys? Steelers host the Patriots. Tomlin still gets it done even without, you know. See if Belichick can win without Brady. Followed by Texans at Broncos. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations.
Keyshawn. It's Key.
Hey,
it's Key.
Keyshawn, J. Will.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Not the Michael K. Show.
S-H-A-W-E-N.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.